Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping myself busy. That's right. The past couple of weeks, we've been on location. That's right, folks. We've been on location. That's right. Not at home. On location. That's right. And when it comes down to it, been doing a lot of different types of work. You know, we're helping my family move. We're also helping family members build gardens. We're also helping family members donate to the veterans. That's right. Yes, and of course, I have all the contacts. That's right. Because you want to know why? I donate to the veterans every month from my house. So I'm teaching my family how to donate to the veterans. Well, a lot of them already do donate to the veterans. Well, this part of the family doesn't donate to the veterans. They donate to other places. And I'm like saying, you got to donate to the veterans. I'll give you some websites to go to. Go check it out. So they now have started to donate to the veterans. I'd rather give my old clothes to the veterans. I'd rather give my old headphones to the veterans. I'd rather give my tech stuff that's old to the veterans. You know, anything that I clean out of my house, honestly, I'd rather give to the veterans. You know, they deserve it. They never get a thank you when they come home. Yeah, most of them are homeless. Boy, there's a lot of homeless people out there, but I would say at least 60%, 70% of that homeless is military people, for sure. I am exhausted, ladies and gentlemen, from working on gardens today, bagging up items for the veterans today. And again, we're helping my family move. So it's going to be a few more weeks, maybe 3-4 more weeks. But I'll be on location on the other side of the house, that's right, where I could scream and they won't hear me. That's great. You know? And when it comes down to it, I love it, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. I certainly do love it. Man, I tell you. So, you know, we had some people come over like we were talking about last week. And my sister came over for dinner on Monday. That was tough. We got through it, though. We got through it. That's right. You know, it was only like 2 or 3 hours. And then she, you know, went to the hotel in the city and had her meetings. And now she's home. You know, when it comes down to it, yes, it's always hard, you know, to visit with people that, one, don't like you for some apparent reason that I don't understand. And people that just act like they're better than everybody else sitting at the table. You know, and that, my friends, is my sister to a T. You know, when it comes down to it, unfortunately, there are miserable narcissists out there. And those miserable narcissists could be energy vampires if you let them. You don't want to let them be energy vampires and take away your energy. So don't let them. You know, like I said, be the bigger, better person or ignore. So I've been neglecting my garden because I was helping my family build their garden. That's right. And in the front of their house, they have a beautiful garden. And we are now prepping it, and we are moving dirt, basically. You know, getting rid of the old, decrepit dirt and getting ready for the new dirt. That's right. Every few years, you got to change the dirt. That's right. Every few years, you got to change the dirt. And if you don't change the dirt, you know, it gets all grub infested, you know, it gets all insect infected, you know, it gets all mold infected, you know, so when it comes down to it, it's always important to change your soil. So we're getting rid of the old soil, either throwing it out or throwing it in their backyard for future use in the backyard. That's right, for the backyard garden. That's right. Just like we're doing at home. That's right. I'm doing a front garden and a back garden. That's right. At my house, too, you know. So when it comes down to it, we're teaching them how to garden because we're going to have to learn how to live off the land, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the people in the Midwest, living off the land. That's right. We got to learn to live off the land. That's right, folks. It's coming. Food shortages are coming. You know, inflation leads to stagflation a lot of the times, which leads to depression and recession. You know, so when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this country is not in a good place right now. So I suggest you start gardening and you start getting your survival gear and tech and items ready. That's right. And remember, the most important things when you're in a survival situation is air, water, food, shelter. Three most important things, water, food, and shelter. But if you don't have good air to breathe and you're breathing in toxic air, not good. Not good. And remember, we can't live without air. That's right. We can't live without breathing. Just like every other animal and fish on this God green earth. So when it comes down to it, yeah, we got to start following our survival instinct. And honestly, a lot of us aren't there. A lot of us aren't worried and just living life like nothing's going to happen. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So it's amazing to me that people just don't foresee this coming. And that's why I talk about it, you know. And that's why I talk about it, you know. Even our own manipulators are telling us there's going to be food shortages, but nobody listens. You know, I could say it 15 times, nobody will listen. That's right. Oh, that guy's nuts. He's talking about survival. Oh, I'm just going to go live my life. Okay, go live your life. And when it's time for food shortages and you have no food, don't come to my house. Don't come to my house, okay, because I told you to start planting. I told you to start making a garden. You know, if you don't know how to do it, I'll teach you how to do it. We'll talk about it on the show. All right? But I want to hear no excuses, okay? Anybody who listens to this show, let's start making gardens. We got to start living off the land, folks. Yeah, meat's going to be hard to come by. Yeah, that's right, folks. You meat lovers out there, yeah, get ready. Meat is going to be very hard to come by, okay? Special price and the supply for the demand ain't going to be there, okay? So when it comes down to it, yeah, we're all going to have to learn how to become vegetarians and vegans. That's right. Because that's all we're going to be eating is vegetables from the land. You can't grow meat. Well, in the Midwest, you might have to kill your beloved horses to eat. You know, your beloved cows to eat, chicken. You know, when it comes down to it, you know, a lot of people in the Midwest keep their animals, love their farm animals. So, you know, we're going to have to start being cannibals. You know, when it comes to, you know, living, you know, we're going to have to start eating our animals, you know, and it's going to be sad. But, you know, unfortunately, it might have to come to that. If you like meat so much, I mean, I can live off vegetables and fruits in the backyard. I can live off of that. You know, I've done some challenges where I was able not to eat meat for about a month or two, you know, and just eat vegetables and fruits, and I was perfectly fine. I lived, right? I lived to tell the story, right? You know, so when it comes down to it, we're going to have to go back to that. We're going to have to learn how to do it, you know. People just don't get it, folks. It's coming, and it's going to be life-changing, okay? We're going to go back to the primitive world. We're going to go back to bartering. Yeah, the money is going to be worth shit, meaning the recession or depression that we are foreseen to have, money is going to be worth shit, okay? The money in your pocket is going to be the paper, worth the paper that it's printed on. And that's not much money. That's not much money, you know? So when it comes down to it, bartering is going to come back. And I could barter with the best of them. Oh, I could barter with the best of them. That's right. I give so many people marketing, right? Marketing. Yeah, I'll give you a spot on my website, you know, and you give me this. And guess what? People do that, you know. Well, we may not have computers at that time either. You know, who knows what's going to happen. you know, and we may not have electric, and we may not have Wi-Fi, and we may not have cell phones, and we may not have a way for communication. And that's why we need to get CB radios, and we need to get crank radios. You know, I mean, people, you know, you don't think it could happen in America because we are so first class, right? We are so first class. We're the best country in the world. Unfortunately, folks, we're not the best in the world anymore. In education, we're not the best in the world. And the only thing that makes us the best in the world is our Constitution. It's being trampled on. You know, the only thing that makes us, you know, a delight or delectable to anybody, right, coming from outside to come inside America, is that Constitution, is that Bill of Rights, is that uniqueness of America that is nowhere else in the world. That's right. And when it comes down to it, it's being trampled on. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, folks. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, this is it's wild out there. It's wild out there. You know, it really is. It's wild in this country. People choose not to see it. You know, I'm going to live my life. Go ahead. Live your life. YOLO. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, you only live once. But when it comes down to it, you know, and you're not prepared, don't come running to my home, you know, saying I need a gas mask, you know, or saying, you know, I need a portable AC, you know, to keep my refrigerated goods good, you know, and so they don't spoil, and my freezer goods good so they don't spoil. Don't come to my house. That's right. Don't come to my house because you were warned. Okay, you were probably warned by a lot of people. There's a lot of people talking about this, not just me. You know, you have been warned, and if you don't heed the warning, then don't come to my house. Please don't come. Okay? Yeah, you're not getting any food unless you have something to barter. That's right. If you have something to barter, then okay, we'll give you some food. But when it comes down to it, that's what it's coming down to. If you think that it ain't going to happen, it is going to happen. You know, we're far into it already, folks. A lot of people still think that it's not happening yet. It's not happening yet. Yes, it is. We're already in it. It's a struggle to get out of it. And right now, there's a lot of us struggling to get out of it, but we need more people. That's right. With the amount of people that we have, it's not enough. Not enough. The truth. Not enough. So, I got some really cool stuff from Amazon. I got some really good books. How to Grow Your Own Medicine. That's right, herbs. And I plan to have an herb garden in my home. So, not only am I doing a garden in the front and garden in the back, but I'm also doing an herb garden in my home. That's right, folks. And I'm growing all this great stuff that could be considered medicine as well. If you put oregano in olive oil and you let it sit, that's the greatest antibiotic. Just throwing it out there. You know, I've got a lot of great tools. I got a lot of great things I want to share with you. Because these are things that will assist you in your life and in your survival. You know, so when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand that we are getting ready and we are getting excited, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We are getting ready and excited. So I just recently purchased a emergency survival kit, and it comes in a little backpack bag, and it has 235 pieces. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. You get a shovel. You get a knife. All the survival tools that you need. All the survival tools that you need. It's amazing. You get a spoon to eat with. You get a can opener. You know. You get glow sticks, right, at night when, obviously, there's no light. You could open up a glow stick, right? Glow sticks are good. You know, sometimes they're better than candles. All right, glow sticks. You know, and there's a lot of things. There's bandages. There's all kinds of bandages and alcohol pads and stuff like that. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, what you can find on the internet. It's amazing what you can find on the internet. You know, and oh, those emergency blankets. I bought extra of those, 10 extra of those. The emergency blankets, if there is a fire, you put that over your head. It's an emergency blanket. It protects you from the fire. It protects you from the cold weather. It keeps you warm. The emergency blanket. It's a silver nylon blanket, and it helps you. It's great. Man, I tell you. So then I got the books also, How to Start a Raised Bed Gardening. That's right, meaning Raised Bed Gardening for Beginners. I got a book. Great book. And then How to Grow Your Own Mushrooms. Do you realize the way you grow mushrooms is different from the way you grow regular vegetables and fruits? Yes. Yeah. They actually mail you a log, okay, and on the log grows the mushrooms. And you just leave it outside or you leave it in your house and you watch the mushrooms grow. That's right. You have to realize that mushrooms are considered a fungus, but some mushrooms are good to eat. I love mushrooms. Mushrooms are great, you know, and sometimes they send you the log. Sometimes they send you a lot of different things, you know, where the mushrooms could grow. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to get that when I get home. That's right. Another thing that I got was the Life Straw. Now, a lot of you don't know what the Life Straw is, and a lot of you don't have filters for your water. I have a Zero Water. Some of you have a Brita. Honestly, the Zero Water is better than the Brita. I would look into getting the Zero Water. Okay, but if you don't have a Zero Water or a Brita, something called a Life Straw, where you could just stick the straw in any water, okay? Say it's the dirty water on the side of the road, right? You could stick the Life Straw in the dirty water on the side of the road. It will filter it out and will allow you to drink it, okay? So the Life Straw has a powerful filter in it. I'm going to get more of those, too. And I do suggest that for anybody that doesn't have a Zero Water or a Brita, check out the Life Straw. It's not that expensive. And again, you can put that in any water capacity. You can put that in a lake and start sipping out of the lake. You could put it in the ocean and start drinking out of the ocean. And you know you're not supposed to drink ocean water, but it filters out, you know, all the salt and all the toxins in the water, you know, and people will be able to, you know, get life-saving water through the Life Straw. I definitely suggest it, especially if you can't carry a Brita or if you don't have a Brita or a Zero Water. But Zero Water is the best, and Life Straw is really good, you know, if you're out in the wilderness, if you're by your home and there's no other source of water, and there's rain coming down, and there's water at the side of the road. It's freaking dirty, but you stick the Life Straw in it, and it filters it out, you know. It's interesting. I also have some more glow sticks. I got myself some more glow sticks. Like I said, glow sticks are great if you're outdoors, okay? It's also good for indoors, to do it indoors too. But outdoors mostly with the glow stick, if you're in the wilderness. I get those, you know, I can put those on any item in my house, and I can get light, you know. So again, candles are good for light, flashlights are good for light, lanterns are good for light, you know, LED lanterns, I'm going to get one of those as well. Then I have a new book talking about herbalism and how to grow your own herbs. Now, this is not medicine. This is just growing herbs to cook with, you know. All right. Then we move on. And I got another book on herbs. I got a survival cookbook, and it has 20 great recipes in it. I got herbal medicine for beginners and how to, you know, have your herb garden turn into a medicine cabinet instead of having, you know, the medicine which masks your pain. You know, a lot of us with chronic pain and autoimmune disease, TBIs, ABIs, know what I'm talking about. It just masks the pain, you know. And it's important to note that herbs are from the ground and they grow, right? And you can grow it in your house, you can grow it outside, whatever is better. I also have the Prepper Survival Bible. I bought that too, you know, and I'm going to start reading that when I get home. Yeah, that's right. Home defense, how to deal with changing strategies, all kinds of great things. The Prepper Survival Bible. That's right. I also got a new scraper. Great, you know, to take things off, you know, windows, cars, you know, and you can use that utility for basically anything. It's a great scraper, plastic scraper, strong plastic with, you know, a very, very, very sharp scraper on the side. You know, and then I got my seeds, and when I get home, I'm going to be planting my seeds. I got a lot of seeds. You know, and also got my, that's right, gardening tools. That's right, you need tools to garden with, right? Yeah, 82-piece garden tool set. That's right. You think I have enough seeds? 23,335 seeds. You think I got enough seeds? You think I'm going to get through the food shortage? Probably. Oh, man, I tell you. But that's all the stuff I got. You know, I'm really excited to take a look at it, read the books a little bit, and so on and so forth. That's just a couple of things that I got that might be helpful to you. And again, you know, you do what you want. You listen or you don't listen. You know, you take heed or you don't take heed. You know, it's up to you. Just don't come running to my house. I don't have those blankets. Do you have any blankets? No, don't have any blankets for you. No. Sorry. You were told. How many times on how many episodes? That's right. You know, if you have something to barter, then okay, I'll give you a blanket. Okay? But if you have nothing to barter, then don't come to my house. Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you. So out in the front when I come home is going to be the flowers, and out in the back is going to be the forest. That's right, the forest, ladies and gentlemen. I call it the forest because it's going to be a damn forest. That's right. Oh, man, I tell you. It will be a forest beyond forests, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, with all great fruits and vegetables and herbs. Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, it's going to be grand. That's right. Oh, man, I can't wait. Oh, man, I can't wait. Man, I can't wait. You know, I got my planters that are above the ground. I got four of those. Looking forward to putting them around my backyard and just growing away. Just planting the seeds and let them grow away. That's right. And then all the wonderful tomatoes and cucumbers and all the wonderful berries. And I tell you, there's going to be a lot of great things in my backyard. Yeah. And if you're not ready, not my backyard. Don't come to my backyard. Don't. Just don't. If you have nothing to barter, don't come. That's right. Just telling you right now. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you how to get ready for a survival situation. And if you're not taking heed and you're not paying attention, that's not my problem. It's not my problem. All right. So when it comes down to it, we got a lot of great tools that we're going to use when I get home. But right now, we're using my family's tools and we're doing their garden. And like I said, we are digging out the old dirt, getting ready to put the new dirt in. And like I said, every few years, you got to change that dirt, you know. And things don't grow in five-year-old dirt. Sometimes, you know, in front of my house, we have clay mixed with dirt, mixed with soil. You know, I got to dig up a lot of that stuff when I get home, you know, and do the same thing that we're doing here, throwing it in the backyard for future use. That's right. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that you get new soil every few years, you know. It's more fertile. It's a better way to grow whatever you want to grow, whether it's flowers or vegetables or fruits and so on and so forth. But when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand, you know, that you should also use black weed paper to black the weeds, to block the weeds. That's right. You don't want weeds in your garden. You don't want weeds in your garden. You know, it's important to, you know, get the pins and make sure it's down strongly, okay? Because when it comes down to it, you don't want that stuff blown up, you know, and you know, you're getting all the weeds, right? So I plan on, in front of my house, putting three pieces of that black paper over my garden. What we're going to do up here is we're going to do at least five pieces, and we're going to put the pins in it, you know. You know, I bought 100 pins, and I look forward to using that at home. But, you know, my family has as many pins as they have, and we need to make sure that that's really secured in the ground. You don't want that blowing up and then again, you know, getting, you know, all these weeds in your plants and in your vegetables and in your fruits, you know. So please make sure you're getting that paper. Make sure you're doing it right. You got to do it right. If you're going to plant, you got to do it right. You know, you got to dig a little bit. You got to get dirty a little bit. You got to do some work. That's right. You got to do some work. But some of us don't know what work is. That's right. We got to do some work. You know, I'm busting my ass with this garden at my family's house, and some of them are sitting on their ass. And I'm like, get off your ass and come and help. You know, those are the people that are not in my circle. Oh well, you know, that's why they're not in my circle. Those lazy bastards. That's right. Oh, man, I tell you. You know, that's why. That's why they're not in my circle. They're fucking lazy. So, you know, it takes a little coaxing, but then they come out. But when they come out, they don't do anything. They just stand there and they just observe while everybody else is working. You know, so It doesn't matter. You know, go watch TV. Go watch TV, you know, and I'll do the work, you know. Because it's more annoying when they're out there standing out, you know, looking and observing over you while you're doing the work and breaking your ass. Nobody seems to care, you know. And I ask for help, and again, I'm disabled, right? So, hey, I need some help, and they walk away. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. You know, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you feel better on some days than you do on other days, right? Today was one of those days where I really felt good. And I wanted to get out there and do it. You know, there's still some things I cannot do. And I'll admit it. There's still some things that I cannot do. You know, and when it comes down to it and you have people standing over you and they're not doing anything, and then when you say, I need help, and they walk away, yeah, that's why you're not in my circle. That's why you're not in my circle and you're not fixing yourself and you don't care. That's right, but it's okay. It's all right. I did it myself. I found a way to do it. You know, I find a way to do things. Even if it's hard to do it one way, if it's challenging it to do it another way, guess what? I find the way to do it with my disability. That's right. I find the way to do it with lazy fucking people. That's right. They don't want to take 1 ounce of picking something up and helping. That's right. That's why, you know, I don't bother to go get those people. The other people that I was working with went to get those people. I said, it's useless to go and get them. They're just going to stand over us. But they went to get them anyway. You know, and that's exactly what they did, was stand over us. And then I said, go watch TV. Get out of here. And I sent them back. And guess what? They went to go back and watch TV. Lazy bastards. That's right. Yeah, please. That's why you're not in my circle. That is why you're not in my circle. I like workhorses. I like people that like to work. And if you're just standing over everybody, you know, just observing, you're not helping. It's not helping to observe. But it's not even like they're focusing. They're just seeing. They're just seeing. They're not focusing. So they're not seeing the little intricate things that they would be seeing if they were focusing. But that's what I'm dealing with over here. And we spoke about that last week. You know, I'm the bigger, better person. I just don't even look at them. I don't take any direction from them either. You know, I don't answer back. You know, I guess it's the best of both worlds. You know, like, hey, you want to come out? You want to give me orders? I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen. If you want to give me constructive criticism, okay, I'll listen. I'll listen to constructive criticism, different than criticism, and it's also different than taking orders from someone. But the garden is beautiful. We are, you know, doing a cubed garden, a raised cubed garden, and it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. We took all the old dirt out today. Hopefully tomorrow or next week we're going to get the new dirt to put in, and look forward to seeing my family have a beautiful garden. A beautiful garden. That's right. I love the woods. I want to just get lost in the woods, folks. You know, this is a different type of woods that we're in right now. This is not the old woods that I went to. This is a different type of woods. A lot of my family is moving out of New York. Oh, yes. They don't like it here. Yeah, neither do I, but I have no money. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it is what it is, right? You know, you live on what you have. And guess what? I live perfectly fine on what I have. That's right. I make it work. I make it work, and I don't complain. I make it work. That's right. I don't need to be rich. I make my money work, and I budget my money with whatever I have. My allergies are horrible today. We were working on the garden, and my nose was dripping. It was terrible. My head was hurting. My eyes were dripping. It was bad. But I worked on the garden anyway, you know. And when those fools came out, I said, could you grab me a tissue? A freaking tissue. They didn't even get me a tissue. That's right. They didn't even have the strength to go walk over to the table and get a tissue for me. That's right. So freaking weak. That's right. Weak. And lazy. So I just said, go back and watch TV. I didn't want you here anyway. They're going to be very excited about their new garden. That they didn't put one finger into it. Yeah. They didn't put one finger into it, but they're going to love their new garden. That's right. I better get love and thank yous and hugs and kisses. I better get a lot of that. Yeah. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it is what it is, folks. It is what it is, you know. But and that's an example for you, you know, and your families. If you have somebody like that that's annoying, go tell them to go and watch TV while you work. You know, it's annoying when they stand over you and they're telling you what to do and they have no clue what's going on. It's amazing. They have not one inkling of how to do a garden, and they're telling you how to do a garden. How did I learn? YouTube videos. How did I learn? Books. How did I learn? I just did it myself. Holy shit. That's right. You just do it yourself, and you learn. That's right. Yeah. DIY, do it yourself. Oh, my. Oh, my. That's right. It's a wonderful, wonderful concept, isn't it? Do it yourself. Take the gumption and go do it. That's right. Just build it. Get it done. You want it? You got to do it. Who's going to do it for you? Nobody. Who's going to protect your family when there's a food shortage? Nobody. Nobody. Don't come to my house, like I said. Because I'm going to be supplying my family with food. And again, if you have something to barter, you're more than welcome. Man, this water is delicious. Yes. Ice water with ice, ladies and gentlemen. Ice water with ice. That's right. Man, I tell you. The water up here tastes so much better than the water back home. Oh, I tell you, I wish this was my home, but it's not. Yes, I'd rather live in a rural area where nobody knows where I am. I'm like hidden in the fucking forest. I'm like hidden in the forest. That's where I want to be, in a freaking forest. That's right. I want to live in a nice cabin in the forest. Nobody knows where the hell I am. You know, and that's where I will be, in the damn forest in my home. That's right. That's right. That's what I want. I just want to be quiet. I like quiet. I like doing what I want to do, you know. I mean, I do what other people want me to do, too. I mean, I always do what my dad wants me to do. And I really don't want to do it sometimes. You know, but most of the time I just do what I want to do, you know, and a lot of things have changed, you know, before, after COVID. A lot of things have changed. I do a lot of things differently now. I use a calendar. Holy shit, a novel invention, a calendar. I've been using a calendar for a while, but I'm really using it a lot more now. You know, it's great to put all the things you need to do so you don't have to remember it on paper. Right? A novel idea. A calendar. There's people out there that don't even know what a calendar is. Yeah, some of my family members don't know what a calendar is. They just, you guess what? They just go along with the day and they say, we're going to do this. And what if I don't want to do that? What if I don't have time to do that? What if I'm building a garden? You know? Oh, come on, Joe. We're going out. Building a garden. Building a garden. You don't want to have something structured? I'm more structured than anybody else in my family. I think I'm the most structured one in the family. You know, you have to let me know 2 days in advance if you going out. I'm going to plan nothing. That's right. So we go out. You know, it just throws off the whole schedule. I'm just a scheduled person. I need to be scheduled. I used to not be like that. And guess what? I drove myself crazy. I drove myself bonkers. Bonkers, ladies and gentlemen. So there's different types of tech that you can get for survival, too. Now, keep in mind, your computers are not going to be working. Your phones are not going to be working. Your Wi-Fi is not going to be working. But you can get a charger that runs on batteries. I bought one. It's coming. That's right. You could get a charger that runs on batteries so you could charge your phone at least, and you can use the apps on your phone. You got to remember, you need a lot of batteries for when the electric is out. You're going to need batteries. Make sure you're stocked up to the gills in batteries. Remember, double A's, triple A's, D's, C's, 9 volts, right? Those are the 5 that are most used batteries. Please make sure you have them, all right? So when it comes down to it, yes, in abundance, please. Make sure you're always buying 2 of everything when you go to the shopping mall, right? You're buying 2 of everything, 2 paper towels, 2 toilet papers, you know. You're not hoarding, you're just protecting your family, right? When you can't go to the store and there's military in the streets and military has to bring you your food and your paper goods, right? So just be ready, okay? Just be ready. It's good to be prepared and not ask the military or whoever's in the street for anything. We just need to be prepared. Oh, that can't happen in this country. Oh, that can't happen in this country, and then it happens. And then, oh, my God, there's so many people saying that. It's funny, too. Oh, that can't happen in America. It happens everywhere else. Why can't it happen here? Oh, man, I tell you. You know, and unity isn't going to get us anywhere. I mean, honestly, yeah. I don't know what this whole unity movement is about. It's not going to help us. Yeah, unity isn't going to save us. We're a divided country, and we are honestly going to be a divided country for many years. Yeah, it's going to be very difficult to bring 2 starch different realities together. You know, when it comes down to it, remember, we have 2 starch different realities in America. Okay? That's what we have. Okay? We have the people that love to wear masks, love to get jabs, you know, love to get boosters, right? People that are in fear. And then we have the people that don't want to wear masks, don't want to get jabs, don't want to get boosters, right? So we have living 2 different realities. You see the different realities? You can see it in many different ways. Okay? You can see the different realities in many different ways. If you think you're going to bring two different realities on two opposite radical sides of the spectrum together, you got another thing coming. That's it. Bottom line. Just focus on other things. Bringing the population together is not a thing we should be focusing on. Okay? Right now, we need to be focusing on survival. Right now, we need to be focusing on what are we going to do to save our families' lives and save ourselves. But we're not refocused, and we're not refocusing, and we're not doing the right things, and we're not focusing on the right things. And that's part of the problem. You know, many people think it's the unity thing. Folks, we will never achieve unity, just like we will never achieve peace on earth. Never. You have to have billions of people within themselves say, I want peace. And it has to come from heart. It has to come from the heart. We are internal beings. We're not beings that look on the outside for love. And you shouldn't be looking for love outside. You shouldn't be looking for peace outside. You shouldn't be looking for unity outside. We need to be looking for unity and peace and love from the inside. We're internal beings. So man, people have a hard time understanding that. They think they can find unity on the outside. I could tell somebody to unify with this person and they will. No. Because, listen, folks, even if some sort of unity happens, it's not going to last for a very long time. I mean, the only other two times that we were united was 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. And we were only united for about a week. And that's it, week or two. And then we went back to shit again. And we should not be focused on that. We should be focused on how to save our families, because it's coming. And if you're not ready, that's your problem, not my problem. You should have been listening. You should have been heeding the word. You should have started your garden already, you know? So when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand that we must refocus to the new thing that's coming. Okay, we got to refocus, you know. Some people are just deadheads. Some people are just sheep. They just follow the leader. You're not going to change them. You're not going to change them. And there are people in this country that can't stand sheep. They can't stand people that follow the leader. And I don't blame them. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when you delve into it, how many things we should be focused on right now, and we're focused on things that we cannot achieve. It's amazing. One or two people coming over to the other side is not achieving anything. That's not unity. That's people on their own changing their own mindset and coming over to the other side. Yeah, little wins. They say little wins. I'm not looking for little wins. I'm looking for big wins. I want big wins. Everything we've seen so far is a little win. It's not going to amount to much. Anything we've seen so far is not going to amount to much, okay? We will get some good out of the little things that we've seen, but we need big things to happen. Big things we need. And until we get those big things, yeah, things aren't going to change. Right now, we're living in misery. This whole damn country is living in misery. This whole damn world is living in misery. Unless you have happiness and joy in your heart. Unless you have peace in your heart. Unless you have the light in your heart. Then you're living a good life. But you're getting ready too. That can't happen in America. Oh, yes, it can. We're going to see a lot of things, honestly, that other generations have never seen this bad. They are truly trying to create a massive famine. They're looking to starve us. They want us to drop dead of starvation. That's what they're looking to do, folks. That's why we have to live off the land. That's why we have to grow the garden, and we have to have the herbal garden, and we gotta have all of these things just in case we can't get medicine and we run out of medicine. We have to start the herbal gardens, and we have to start using them for herbalism. Herbalism, ladies and gentlemen, could save your life, especially if you don't have your medication anymore. There are herbs that you could use. Like I said, oregano in olive oil. Let it sit. Just let it sit there. Okay? That is the best antibiotic on the face of the earth. Thing of oregano in olive oil. And just let it sit there. Okay? If you ever need it, you get a cold, take a little antibiotic. Take a little oregano with some oil. That's right. How did I know that? I freaking read about it. Oh, my God. I saw a video on it. Oh, my God. I did my research. Did you do yours? What are you doing to save America? Are you doing anything to save America? Or are you just sitting on your ass like the people in my family, you know, oh, coming to look at the garden? Are you like those fucking people? Or are you go-getters? Are you doing something to save your country? Yeah, I call them those people. That's right. Family members, those people. Because they don't do anything. They're a waste. Yes, so that's their distinction. Those people. So you're going to be like those people, or you're going to be a go-getter and go do something to save your country. Maybe you should look in the mirror and say, what am I doing to save my country? What good am I doing? What good am I doing for America that I'm going to save it? Because each individual has to do something good for America to be saved. That's right. As an individual, you have to do something great for America to be saved. That's right. And keep doing that thing, or keep doing other things. Doing good will save America. Well, the more we bitch, moan, and complain, we're not saving America. We're not saving America by bitching, moaning, and complaining. That's right, a lot of people love to do that. Oh, the gas prices are too high. Oh, there's no supply for the demand. I need some meat, but there's no meat. The meat's too high priced. The food's too high priced. What's that going to do? So what are you going to do to fix it? You know, it's great that we have so many cooks in the kitchen. Actually, it's annoying that we have so many cooks in the kitchen that think they could save the world with their thoughts, but 90% of the time their thoughts don't work. You know, when it comes down to it, yeah, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. There's too many chefs, and they think they could save the world, and that's why we're focused on things we can't achieve like unity, and we should be focused on survival. Okay? Bottom line. Bottom line. So it's important to understand that in a survival situation, you need good air, good water, good food, and good shelter. Now, a lot of us will still have our homes. Okay? A lot of us will still have our homes and will be living in our homes. That's right, folks. Living in our homes. That's going to be life for a little while. Okay? And you need to make sure you can live. And you need to make sure that you have air, water, food, and shelter. Otherwise, your house is not going to be worth much because you might starve in your house. You might have bad air in your house. You might have mold in your house. That wouldn't be good if you had mold in the house. And you might have not filtered your water. Like I said, that's not my problem. Okay, I gave you basically everything you need to buy. I shared so much with you today. There should be no reason why you're not prepared. We have people prepared to take our country back, but there's not many of them. We need more. Again, our Constitution will never be seen in any other country in the world. Our Constitution is unique to us. But it's being trampled on. Being trampled on. You know, I love getting questions from my younger family members. I love getting questions about history, about constitutional knowledge, you know, about ideology. And I answer to the best of my ability, and they get it at the end. They understand at the end. They get it. But not many people trust other individuals for information. That's part of the problem. We are so self-indulged. We're in our own little bubbles. We're all self-indulged in our little bubbles, and we don't care what is going on outside of that bubble. That's right. And that's part of the problem. Because you don't trust anybody in your bubble, right? A lot of people don't trust other people. They think everybody's a liar. They think everybody's trying to take their money. They think everybody's greedy. That's why it's so hard for nonprofits to raise money these days. People think, oh, where's that money going? They're afraid to give money. It was never like this years ago. It grew up like this because we allowed it. We used to love other people in the 70s and the 80s. But what happened to that? What happened to that? We became so self-indulged that we don't care what's happening on the street. Somebody's getting stabbed on the street. There's 20 bystanders looking at it, taking pictures of it, videoing it, and guess what? Nobody knows what happened. Nobody knows what happened. The guy died. Nobody went to save him. No, they're just looking and watching. They're in their own little bubble. I don't want to die. I'm not going to go and save that guy. Let him die. Why? Why? We used to save people. We don't do that in today's society. We watch them die. That's right. Yeah, it's like a spectacle. Taking pictures and videos. You think a guy wants to have a video of his death? The guy's getting stabbed to death and you're taking a fucking video? No, I don't know what happened. Meanwhile, you got it on video, asshole. Yeah, that happens in New York. Oh, that happens in New York a lot. It does. Especially in broad daylight when there's people walking to work. There's pounds of people in the city, right? So many people, right? And they're just standing there watching somebody get stabbed to death. Then nobody does anything about it. Don't that make you sick? It makes me sick. I'm one of the 10% that actually would go save the guy and risk my life to go save him. While the other people, like those people, right, those people are just taking pictures and videos, and that's what they do. And they're just bystanders, you know. Or you could be the hero, right? You could be the hero and save the guy's life, you know. But nobody cares. Nobody cares today to save somebody else's life. It's not my life. That's right. Oh, I'm living. I'll be okay. Yeah. They're living in their own little bubble, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We're all living in our own little bubble, and we honestly don't care what's going on outside of that bubble. We don't. And that's a perfect example. Somebody getting stabbed to death. 20 bystanders taking pictures and videos, watching the guy die. Or even better, crazy guy on the train platform, okay? And there's so many people on those train platforms in New York, okay? And you don't save the woman that's, like, getting pushed in front of the train, or the guy getting pushed in front of the train, but, oh, let's take a video of it. Let's take a picture. And then the video winds up on TikTok. Or on Periscope, or one of these other mediums that you could post videos, YouTube, Rumble. And you want to know something? You get millions of views on it. That's all they want. That's all they want is millions of views. They don't care about the person's life. See, it's all about their life. As long as they can video somebody dying and getting pushed in front of a train, they know they're going to get a million views. It's amazing. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's done in New York. It is. That's a perfect example of people not caring about other people and just focus on what they could get out of it for themselves. 1,000, 10,000, 100,000. Millions of views. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. If they don't take it down first, but guess what? When they post those videos, and sometimes they post a video in the act of doing what they're doing. And those videos stay up for about an hour or two. How many views do you think that gets? Right? How sickening that they just want to do it for the views. They don't care about the person's life. That's the times we're living in, folks. We don't care about babies' lives. We don't care about kids' lives. We don't care about old people's lives. We don't care about anybody's life but our own. What happened to caring about other people? We created the society the way it is. We created the society. Each one of us had a hand in putting this society together. Congratulations. Now, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? It's going to be a long road, but we'll get there eventually. Yeah, you think it's going to be short term that we're going to get this all fixed? No. No. This is going to be a reconstruction period, just like they had after the Civil War. Remember, the reconstruction period lasted from the end of the Civil War to 1900. That's right. The end of the Civil War to 1900. That was a good 40 years because they didn't know what they wanted to do for Reconstruction. Yeah, that was one of our most contentious times in American history. And now is also a contentious time. And in the 70s, we had a contentious time. But the first contentious time we had in American history was Reconstruction. And we got out of Reconstruction with the Industrial Revolution. So the question is, will the tech revolution be like the Industrial Revolution? Well, we'll have to see, right? We'll have to see. History repeats itself. We may have the second coming of the Civil War. We may have the second coming of the Revolution. We may have the second coming of, the Great Depression. We already have the second coming of stagflation from the 70s. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. You know, they're almost taking bets on what's going to happen next. What's going to happen next? They're always taking bets. They're taking bets on what's going to happen next. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. What's this year's Summer of Love going to be? What's this year's Summer of Love going to be? I don't know. It might be a mixture of different things. Who knows? Might be a mixture of different things. But there are people out there trying to educate and teach people, like myself. But are people listening? No, they're living in their own bubbles. They're taking pictures and videos. That's right. They want a million views. That's right. They don't care about what other people say. They don't care what I say. That's right. They don't give a fuck. That's right. When it comes down to it, they're going to live in their bubble, right? And they're going to do what they want to do. And guess what? Don't come to my house. Please don't. Don't come. That's right. You want to be like that? You want to live in your own bubble? Don't come to my house. Unless you have something to barter. Unless you have something to barter, don't come. That's the way a lot of families are going to be. You think that's only me? Oh, he's so selfish. Oh, ho, ho. Contraire mon frère. Oh, he's so selfish, he's not going to share with the masses. No, I'm not God. I'm not Jesus. I don't create loaves and fishes. That's right. So if you don't have anything to barter, don't come. I'm not being selfish. I'm just protecting my family. That's the way a lot of families are going to be. That's right. You think your next door neighbor that you know really well is going to give you food? Probably not. Probably not. Yeah. That's where everybody becomes enemies of one another. And you're just your own individual at that point. And you're going to have to survive with the people in your family. And it's not selfish. It's actually selfless. It's all growing a garden, making sure everybody is protected. Right? And form your own network. So there may be friends that you have in your network, and everybody in the network shares food. Okay? Or everybody in the network will share lighting, or everybody in the network will share candles, or everybody in the network will share their portable ACs or their CB radios, whatever it is. You've got to form your networks now or move to a like-minded neighborhood. Why are we going to talk about this every show? Because it needs to be said. It needs to be said. And if it doesn't happen, good. Then we don't have to worry about it, but at least we don't have to go shopping all the time because we're growing food in the backyard. That's it's a win-win situation. You save money and you grow food in your backyard. You buy seeds, and guess what? The seeds aren't that much. You buy seeds and you plant them and you make the food. So you don't have to go to the store and buy it. Okay, if it doesn't happen, there's a win too. I may not necessarily be right, but there's a lot of people talking about it, including the manipulators. I will admit if I'm wrong. If none of this happens, none of what I'm talking about happens, then I will admit that I'm wrong, but it's going to be a win anyway. I don't have to go shopping for the stuff anymore. That's right. I could be wrong, but I'm most likely right. I've been right with a lot of predictions. I've been right with a lot of predictions that I've made. I've been right with a lot of assumptions that I've had. I've been right on a lot of things. You know, first summer of love, I predicted that. COVID. Didn't really predict that, but we know what that is. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. Remember, living in fear, you're not thinking straight, you're not making proper choices for yourself. You'll do anything that anybody tells you to do most of the time when you're in fear. And we saw that with COVID. Long lines to go get jabs. Long lines to go get boosters. Long lines to go get masks in the store. Long lines because you had to stand 6 feet away from one another. No communication. They didn't want you to communicate. Couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't do anything. Locked down in the house. They make it uncomfortable to go to church. So I watch church on TV. I don't care. I find a way to do things if I'm not happy. If I'm not happy with the way something is running or the way something is going or the way they're running things in this city, I'm going to do things my own way. So I watch TV church until they fix what they fucked up. Yeah, New York still has mandates, folks. Mm-hmm. New York still has mandates. Probably one of the only states in the union that has mandates. I think California has also dropped their mandates. We're like one of the only states in the union that has mandates. It's amazing. It's amazing that we still have mandates and the rest of the country is free to roam and do whatever they want. It's amazing. So this is what I don't understand. So when I cross the border into New Jersey, COVID isn't going to kill me. I can take my mask off. COVID isn't going to kill me. I have to get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 jabs. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So I go across the border. It's the same damn air that I'm breathing, whether I'm on Staten Island or if I'm in New Jersey, right? And I could drop dead of COVID in New Jersey, taking off my mask, because I don't need to wear a mask in New Jersey. The difference between New Jersey and New York, that we have to wear masks and New Jersey doesn't have to wear masks. Same thing with Connecticut. Same thing with a lot of the northeastern states. They dropped their mandates a long time ago, but New York still has mandates. On workers. They, people can't go to work without getting a jab. That's right. So people are working from home. And guess what? more jobs are going home rather than going back to the office. That's right, folks. More people are going to be wanting to work from home than go to a damn office. And all that office space is going to go to waste. Especially in the big cities like New York and Boston and Chicago and Los Angeles. All the big buildings that have offices in them, yeah, it's going to go to waste. People are going to want to work from home. There's some people going back to work, yes. But I would have to gather to say 60 to 70% of the people are still working from home. When I call customer service, here's an example. When I call customer service for a lot of places like, you know, the utilities that I use, right? The tech things that I use on the computer, the websites that I purchase from. When I call their web, you know, their web help or their customer service, the people always have a dog in the background, always a screaming kid, always some man or woman yelling in the background because they're working from home. And we're still not going back to the office. We're going to all work from home. But that's what it looks like right now. A lot of jobs are going home. A lot of jobs are going to be in the home. But there are people that went back to work. The people that got jammed up went back to work especially. Yeah, but the question is, always, you go to Florida, you can't catch COVID in Florida, but I have to wear a mask in New York, right? And you don't have to wear a mask in Florida. So if I go to Florida, I can't get COVID? You know, and Florida's been like that for a very long time. Texas has been like that for a very long time, right? And you go to those two states and no masks, no jabs, no mandates, no this, no that. And people are living life. Oh, I can't get COVID in a big group of people down there, but if I go into a big group of people up here, I could get COVID with a mask, with a jab. It's amazing. It's amazing. So COVID doesn't travel across borders. Then go to Italy. I'm not going to get COVID. If I go to some European country, I'm not going to get COVID. If I go to the Middle East, I'm not going to get COVID. It makes no sense. It's stupid. What science are they looking at in Florida that they're not looking at in New York? I mean, everybody should be looking at the same damn science, not each state looking at different science. What the hell science are they looking at? Science is a bunch of what? Theories and hypotheses. That's all science is, the theories and hypotheses to lead to a conclusion. And who's the conspiracy theorist? Oh, I don't know. It's amazing. So almost every state in the union dropped their mandates, dropped the masks. But in New York, some places you still need to wear masks. So like I said, if I go to the same store in New Jersey, so if I go to Target here with a mask on, in New Jersey, I don't have to wear a mask in Target, and I go to Target. Could I get COVID if I go to New Jersey and I don't have a mask on? It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when you think about it. It's stupid when you think about it, too. You know, COVID doesn't cross borders. It's only in New York, you know? It's only in New York. COVID doesn't cross borders. It's only in the United States, nowhere else. Oh, man, I tell you. I think we'll end the show there, guys. We've got to start thinking about and refocusing on Survival. Survival, ladies and gentlemen. Refocus. Please refocus and pick up the tools that you learned today and utilize them. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. No music tonight. We're going to just end the show. Thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it. We love you. And, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, we're going to be on location for a while until, you know, we move my family and we finish this garden. And we have birthdays and anniversaries and all kinds of things to attend to in May. You know, so we'll see. We'll see, you know. I'm limited on social media. I'm going to be limited for the foreseeable future. And look forward to living life, you know, and taking care of my dad, taking care of my family, and focused on that. That's what I need to do. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. See you next time. We'll see you, see you, see you next time, next week. And we have our first show in May next week. That's right, on May 7th. So join us on May 7th for our next great show at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BIRN, Rain Injury Radio Network. Take care, everybody. Have a great one.